Can this learning be
yes.
in the merit of those two boys that are sick?
Can it eat?
And also, my daughter Shrona has turned 18.
Well, she should be blessing us. We should get a bracha from her on her birthday. She has the merit to give brachas on birthdays. Everyone has merit to give brachas every day.
God, every day. What you do for her.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
So the boy's name is Raphael Yitzhak Isaac Ben Michal and Chaim. Wait, I have it here.
Okay, can we stop? Maybe we find it in a minute? Or do we okay, so let's watch Hashem. Hashem knows who they are.
The boys are good with them.
Okay, top, it's still good. So I have the two boys. Hashem should bless them and make them well.
And Nira Chaya, Bat Batsheva.
Amen. And amongst all of them, we need to do it. And we can't, so we are in Gan HaShalom. Gone of peace. Is that one? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks like it. Okay. Oh yeah, I don't know how I put it. Thank you. Look at that. Okay, so we're learning Gone of Peace. We're in chapter 6, which deals with the personal physical relationship between a man and his wife, and the need of a man to be very careful in this area. And Tov, we've been learning a few different aspects of that relationship. The last thing we've been learning here is the fact that that really a man has no need for the physical intimate relationship with his wife, but men in our level, which is all of us, have to maintain that bond. That physical bond is necessary for women in order to give her give her what's missing from the relationship. In truth, if we're holding at a very high level, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Arash writes, then, plus there are also some additional tzaddikim throughout the generations that separated from their wives completely. Why were they able to do that? Because doesn't the Torah say the onatah lo yigava, the mitzvah of honor of being with your wife, you're not allowed to take that away from her? So he explains that over there they were high on such a level that they were spiritually connected to their wives in a way that the wife didn't need to have that additional bond with her husband. But our wives do, because we're so spiritually deficient that they need everything they can get doing that. So even though a person might read, so why does he bring this? He said the person might read this and realize that to have lust for his wife is terrible, very dangerous and very bad, as he explains throughout this. And he might say, Tov, so I should separate from my wife and I won't have those problems anymore. But that would be wrong, because that's not our level. And it's not appropriate, and it's actually forbidden halachically to separate from your wife unless you get specifically commanded to do so by Hashem or with Ruach HaKodesh, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone else is forbidden for them to remove themselves from their wife, even though it's causing them all these problems, and even though it's causing them to fall into lust and fall into all the problems that result therefrom. That is the position Hashem created for us, and that's what we have to work with. and we can nilmad, and from here we should learn. Shekoli shashabala odlo zachala anava b'shemet. That every woman whose husband has not yet merited to complete humility, which is us basically. He was explaining before that the reason why Hashem gives us lust for women is to show us that we still have ga'ava. And only once we get rid of our ga'ava completely and we're completely humble, then at that point we can get, Hashem can take away a lust for women. But while we still have ga'ava, we're still going to have lust for women. So only once the husband has got completely, he's merited completely to anavash b'shlemut, to humility, complete humility. Yeshla et hatsorech nafshi lechibur. So all the time where he has not yet achieved that point. Yeshla et hatsorech, she has the need. Nafshi, the need, the spiritual need. Lechibur shel mitzvat onah, she has that need of her soul to join with him in the mitzvah of anah, of physically being together, of the physical relationship. So long as he's not yet completely humble.
So he should realize that as long as his wife has this need, she's actually telling him that he's still arrogant. That's what it's saying.
Yeah. It's an indication. Right. He calls man sheyesh lo adam afilu shemet shel gava. Because the whole time that a man has even a small part of ga'ava, arrogance left, his connection to Hashem is not complete. And therefore, so too, the connection he has with his wife is not complete either. However, I explained that a person's connection to his wife is the same as his connection to Hashem. What does it mean? It means that he can tell how close he is to Hashem by his connection with his wife. When he's connected to Hashem, then his wife will be very connected to him. Right? Because then I am like a godly angel, so to speak. My wife wants to be very connected to me. And if I'm very far from Hashem, I'm not connected to Hashem, then my wife doesn't want to be connected to me at all. So I'm like an animal. I'm not like an angel anymore. She doesn't want to be connected to me. So my connection to my wife is a reflection of my connection to Hashem. So what's that mean? So it all works together. Whilst my humility is what, or let me say it the other way around, my arrogance, my gava, is what puts an obstacle between me and Hashem. Right? It's the gava that gets in the way, the gava, the I, the ego. Right? There's only one God, and as I shouldn't put myself in the picture. So that's what causes the barrier between me and Hashem. I put myself in the way. So long as I don't have complete humility, I've got a barrier between me and Hashem. And that barrier is going to be reflected in the barrier between me and my wife. Which is why, if I'm completely humble, like Moshe Rabbeinu, then I have no barriers between me and Hashem. That relationship is complete, and so too my relationship with my wife is complete, because it's a reflection. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need to be physically with her, because there was nothing missing that he had to fill the gap in by that physical aspect. And so she still needs that connection of the physical relationship. And for a man like that, it's forbidden completely to separate from his wife. Rather, he should know well. He needs to continue to be physically with his wife without any wisdoms. And he should act in this with kedusha, with holiness. Kafi kocha, according to his strength. Al pi hamavoah b'shulchan aruch, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Halek Orechaim. In that section of the set of the Shulchan Aruch, Orechaim Siman Reishman. So you have to go according to the Shulchan Aruch. What does it mean? Rav Arash is saying, even though we realize that being in the state we are, we have Ga'ava. And by the fact we have Ga'ava means that we still need to be with our wife. By the fact we need to be with our wife, we still have Ga'ava, we're going to have lust. We're going to have lust. Can't avoid it. While you still have Ga'ava, you're going to have lust. However, what's your job? What's our job? Our job is nonetheless to walk into the lion's den, so to speak, to put ourselves in that, because we have, that's our obligation. We've got a mitzvah, Hashem commanded us to do it. Even though I know that I'm going to stumble, I still have gavah, I still have lust, I still have to put myself in that situation, and I have to act according to the Shulchan Aruch, right? Which means, kilu, the minimum responsibility is the way the Shulchan Aruch set out in Orach Chaim, Siman Reish Mem. The parameters, the basic criteria for being with your wife. The basic has to be, should be at night, she has to be in the dark, and all the basic parameters for that are set out over there. Then you've fulfilled your minimum obligation, that's your job. Top, to work on the midot and all that, that's what you have to work on. But you can certainly fulfill the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, because otherwise, if you couldn't, say you might have an argument. You can't even fulfill the Shulchan Aruch, then maybe you shouldn't, right? You shouldn't put yourself in a place where you're going to sit, for sure. Right? Don't walk into a McDonald's restaurant if you're non-kosher, if you're going to eat a cheeseburger. Right? So don't go in. But he's saying, no, you can go in, because you can fulfill, you can be with your wife. You can fulfill the Shulchan Aruch. Right?
Because they can see you.
Probably wasn't a good example. Tom, thank you. Okay. And regarding the matter of cancelling the lust, because even on that, to cancel the lust, a person has an obligation, which is a complete obligation to do that. He needs to work on it, but often is she hitbodadut. He needs to work on it by himself, personally, and in a hitbodadut. That's the time to work on that. We are bed b'tefila, increase your tefila, your prayer. Ad sheyiz kel v'atel et ha-tavah niyuch, until you merit to cancel the tavah niyuch, v'kol ha-tavot, and all the other lusts, v'yiz kel la'anavah, and then you'll merit humility. V'yida ha-tev, and you should know well, she'al yidei tefila v'hit b'adut, that through tefila and hit b'adut, Yachol Adam levatel et kol ha-ta'avot. A man is able to cancel all of the ta'avot. Right? You should know, like it's written in Brit Shalom, it's written over here, through prayer and hitbodadut, a man can cancel all of his ta'avot. We can do it. Rav Arash writes it, and he's not lying. It might take us a while. I'll let you know if I get there. When I get there, it's going to take us a while. But our job is tough, to have patience. It's part of our job. The fact that it takes a while, the fact it takes a long time, is part of our job. It's to suffer and have patience whilst we're still failing. To go through it and keep going through it and keep falling and keep falling and keep falling and keep going. To keep going and keep falling and keep going and keep falling. That's part of our job. Kamoshika to Likutei Moran, like it says in Likutei Moran, the Torah Nun Bet. Therefore, a person needs to go alone from a in Sham Adam to a place where there's no person, Sham Yelech Vit Bodet, and over there to do Hibodadut. Vifneli Bo, Vilada Tomi Kolis Ke, Olamazen, to take your heart away from. And his mind and his heart away from all the business of this world, to cancel it all, to you merit to achieve the state of complete cancellation. Hainu that means Shebatrila Yaobeb Tbilot Sikhot Bhipadadut, but at the beginning to increase in tefila, in speaking and in hipodadut, Achi is Kelvatel Zeb Zehadava, until you merit to cancel this, the Hainu Levatel Midavatavotzot, meaning to cancel this trait and this lust. Bachar, and afterwards Kach Yaobeb Od Bhipadadut, you increase more your hipodadut. Achi Vatel Midavatavacharet, until you cancel another bad trait and another lust. And there, and so too, you carry on a long time in hipodadut. Achi Vatel Akol, until you cancelled everything. Achar Kach Adayin Nisham Imenu Eizet Tavach. And if afterwards you find that there's still something remaining, something negative trait remaining, Achar Kach Mevatelim Gam Zeh, and then afterwards you can cancel that too. Achi Lo Nisham Imenu Klum, till there's nothing remaining at all. Perush, meaning ki yachol liyot achar she bitel kol hatavot midot rachot adai nisham yonim kulum, meaning that even after you cancelled all of the lusts and the bad characters traits, there is still remaining from him adai nisham yonim kulum dahainu she adai lo bitel legamri hageyot bagat. What does it mean? After you've cancelled all your bad traits and your lusts, how can there still be anything remaining? Like Rabbeinu says, you cancel this trait, this bad trait, this, and you cancel them all, and then afterwards you still find there's something remaining. So what's left to remain? So he explains that now. What's left to remain? Sha'adayin lo bitel legamre, that he still didn't completely nullify hageyut v'hagasut, his pride and his arrogance. Ad shenechshav be'enav le'eze dva. Va'al kein, so we chin lehit yageya al harbot mehipodadut. Therefore, you need to yearn with more hipodadut. Ad shelo yisham till nothing remains. Shiye bechinat ma be'emet. Then he'll be the aspect of ma. What? I am nothing. Until you merit to complete, true, fully cancelization. So what are we learning over there? Let's just recap what we just learned. We just learned a bit of Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman taught us that through Hipadadut, we cancel all of our bad traits, one by one, till they're all gone. And at the end, when they're all gone, then what might remain? A little bit of gava. And then once you've cancelled that last bit of gava, then you've merited to complete nullification of yourself, the aspect of ma, nachnu ma, like Moshe said, complete humility. Oh, Hashem, that's what Hashem is sure. Get to such places. Muvan misichazo. It's clear, it's understood from this sicha, this conversation, this perek. She'al yidei hipodadut, that through hipodadut, she'adam marveh b'tbilah levatel leizeh tava umidah ra'ah, that a man prays a lot to cancel a lust or a bad attribute. Umavatel ota legamrei, he can cancel it completely. And so a man is able to cancel all of the lusts and the bad character traits that are within him, and also all of his yeshut, his English word for yeshut, existence, ego. Ego, maybe? All of his ego and his ga'ava and his arrogance. But his kol yot nichlal b'shleimut b'kadosh baruch hu, and he will merit to be consumed completely within Hashem. Uzu v'ratzu, and this and only this, havodah hanochona, the correct avodah, the work that we need to do, hamuteret l'adam, which is upon a person, she wants there lizkot l'prishut l'kedusha, that wants to merit to prishut kedusha, separation and holiness. Right, that's the only way to get there. Aval milvad zeh, but apart from that, lo ya'aseh shum ma'aseh shel prishut. A person, a man, should not do any action whatsoever of prishut b'kochi ba'asim yadi, through the strength and power of my own hand. Ela yamtin ad sheyikabel min ha'shamayim, rather he should wait until he receives it from Shemayim. Et ha madrega eleha hu shoreh, until he receives from Shemayim the level that he wants to get to. Right? That he desires, he wants it in his heart. That's when Hashem's going to give it to him. But often shaloi yigram yishtom u'ma, in a way that doesn't cause any hurt or harm or damage to his wife at all. So whilst we're seeing from these chapters, from this chapter particularly, the dangers of a man's physical desire for his wife and how much that can damage him and his family and his shalom by it, should do nothing practically to remove himself from his wife other than pray on it. And then Hashem will arrange matters without him saying anything. His wife will kick him out of the bedroom. If he's lucky. If he marries it. And if he's not, so he doesn't marry it. Let's go lavod. Now we can understand why Hazal said Shemisha eino nasui eino nikra adam, that a person who is not married is not called a man, and he cannot fix himself, he cannot make tshuva. Because a married man who has tavat niyuf, he knows very well that at any opportunity his yetzahara can overcome him and he'll have a tavat for his wife. And since this ta'avah is going to destroy his entire shalom bayit, therefore he's forced to act to begin to try and fix this problem, and therefore he can begin to cry out to Hashem and increase his tefillah and his hifbonadot. Ad sheyiz kal vatale kol ha'tavat niyuf, till he merits to cancel all of the tavat niyuf, kol ha'tava v'chemta sheyesh lo leyofi anashim, and all the lust he has for the beauty of women, letzorat hanashim ulaguf shelisha, and for the form of a woman and the body of his wife, ulvatale kol ta'avat ha'mishkav, to cancel all of that desire to be with his wife, v'yachzor b'tshuva shleima, to make complete teshuva on it. And if he's not married, he cannot do that. So that's why Rabbi says, explains the Chazal, which says that a person who's not married, he can't be called a man. And he can't fix himself and he can't make teshuva, because he doesn't have any of those tests to go through. Rezvat Hashem, those of us who are married do have those tests, and because we have those tests, we're in a position to try and fix them, and only when we fix them can we merit to to come to the level that Hashem has created us for. He created us in this world. And said, I'm going to give you a very hard test. Welcome to your wife. This is your hard test. But when you fix this, fixed everything. Yofi, Hashem should merit us that we can call out and pray and increase our hibbadadut and ask Him for help and keep asking for help every day. And no matter how long it takes, Hashem should give us the strength to continue.
Amen.
Yeah. Always ask and keep asking until the time is right, that He has mercy on us and nullifies all of our bad traits.
Amen.
Amen.